This is Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. It's the podcast that looks at English words, grammar, and usage for the information age. The Art of the Compliment. If you were ever a fan of the classic television program, The Honeymooners, you may recall an episode where Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton are learning to play golf. In one of the series' most memorable scenes, Ralph is confused by the direction to step up and address the ball. Norton, meanwhile, confidently picks up a club, steps up to the makeshift tee, doffs his hat, and pleasantly calls out,
"Hello, girl!"
Now this scene comes to mind whenever I read something like,
"The mashed potatoes compliment the chicken,"
where the word compliment is spelled C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T. In cases like these, I picture an anthropomorphic mound of mash turning to the chicken and saying,
"My, you smell delicious today."
The words compliment with an I and complement, spelled C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, are frequently and understandably confused. As a verb, complement with an E means add to in a way that improves. For example,
the singer's voice complemented the music of a jazz trio.
Compliment with an I means politely congratulate or praise. For example,
the singer complimented the jazz trio on their playing.
Now, if we go back to the chicken and potatoes, the potatoes would complement with an E the chicken. The compliments with an I, meanwhile, would go to the chef.
My compliments to the chef there, mine host.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English and from the American Heritage Collegiate Dictionary. Special thanks to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening.